That was a week.
Yeah.
We did it. We did that week.
Mm-hmm. It's like that slow realization of just like, oh, I'm still kind of actually feeling some of the effects of E3 stuff. It's like...
just a lingering blah.
Yeah, it was just like a mentally exhausting, just like, man, that actually was... those were some late nights.
Yes.
I was kind of... yeah. Okay.
That was an endeavor.
Yeah. I guess, I suppose that does take it out of you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home and then laying down for a while.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
On a bed that is mine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll ever become normal for people to just be walking up the street talking? Like, you know, clearly talking on some kind of hands-free phone device, headphones, whatever, whatever. But, like...
I think it's as normal as it's gonna get.
Yeah.
You've either embraced it, or it still weirds you out. And for my part, it still weirds me out.
I wonder if that'll just be an age thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, people grow people up used to it.
Yeah, people who remember it not being possible to do that, just look at, oh, people talking to themselves on the street, obviously crazy.
The Salesforce Developer Conference is in town.
Ah, let's go. I'm going to develop some Salesforce.
Please enjoy my talk. These sales are great.
Please enjoy my talk. Please stop cutting off the fucking street in front of the Moscone Center when you have your conference, you dicks. I have to drive here.
Oh, right, it's Pride Weekend this weekend, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. That sounds right.
Man in a rainbow shirt with a poodle that had been dyed pink.
Okay.
So he's going for it.
Yeah.
I want to say New York may have already had their Pride weekend. Sam is at the RuPaul's Drag Race finale party right now.
Ooh.
And was working the red carpet, so she has been talking to drag queens all night.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Anyone good?
You know, members of this year's cast, a few other superstars of the show.
Finale, like season finale?
Season
show,
finale.
Show finale.
Season finale.
I don't know if that show is done or
coming. No, it's, I think, more popular than ever now.
I bet, yeah.
I figure it's got at least a few more seasons in it until RuPaul just says, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
At which point Michelle Visage will probably just start hosting it.
Fantastic that RuPaul has found like
this
new gear, this new gear, this new thing.
Yeah.
To stay relevant and do stuff. That's cool.
Like, they had that talk show for a while, and I think
right.
They did okay.
Yeah. I remember people seeming to like that. Take it or leave it.
It looks like they're setting up some kind of photo booth or red carpet here thing in Asia.
They always do. On Friday nights, they put the step and repeat out because it's like... people want to take fucking selfies in front of a thing that says where they are.
Right.
And when they put that step and repeat out, people go like, oh, it's fancy, we're celebrities too. We're at this thing and we get to stand in front of the thing that has the name over and over again on it.
See, I've gone to Asia SF, but I have not done that.
Yeah, I feel like they have not always done that. But they certainly do put it out on Friday nights now.
Yeah.
Because I drive past here, let's say, every Friday night.
But yeah, Drag Race is a legitimately good show.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the only reality shows that is, like, actually good.
Hmm. I have not seen much of it. but I don't really watch much of any TV, so.
That's fair. I remember I wrote a thing some years back when I was doing a little bit of side stuff for TV.com, basically saying it was the best reality show on TV, and everyone at Logo got very excited about that, because nobody was really talking about the show that much at that point.
Yeah.
So any kind of, like, mildly mainstream acceptance, they were like, oh, fuck, do you want to do stuff? You want to interview people? What do you want to do? And now it's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
So I imagine they don't need to do that as much anymore.
We will stop and get gas when we get out of San Francisco.
Okay.
I need to not forget that. That would be bad.
Yes.
Because then we would run out of gas.
Yeah, I'd rather not do that. I mean, my flight's not till tomorrow, but still.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep everything on the up and up. Tell me of the internet. What's happening?
Oh, it's all bad.
Who's... What? Why? Who's bad, bad now?
Everything's bad.
Ugh.
You're bad.
No, me?
Yeah, no.
No, I'm like... Mr. Fun Times, hooray! You know? I'm good on the internet. I got my card that says Internet Goodo on it. They designated that. I can't. I'm not.
Designated good dude.
Hooray!
Apparently Eric Pope got upgraded to first class.
Okay.
So that's what's going on the internet right now.
All right. Well, good for him. I hope he has as many drinks as he wants.
He says people are ripping ass in first class. Just freely. So that's...
Okay. Like multiple people?
I don't know. At least someone.
Can you ask him?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to engage him about this.
All right.
We recorded a quick look today of Friday the 13th.
I hear that game is still broken.
It kinda is. Not to spoil it, but we had at least one connection drop. The one time we got Jason.
Great.
And the other time there were problems in the other matches.
It was funny to go from doing the kind of funny show yesterday, where Greg talked about how it works perfectly, and then I saw him even today is going, yes, it's fucked.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it was messy. It's a shame, because I really want to like that game. I love what it's trying to do.
It seems like it has legitimately good ideas.
Yeah. Though, as I pointed out during it, most of the Friday the 13th movies are actually bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people forget that.
I think it's a terrible franchise. I kind of think it always has been.
I think there's a couple of those movies that are fun. I think the first one has some merit. I love it when they go to space. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, most of those movies are genuinely wretched.
Yeah.
Well, we're here now.
We're out here now.
Kind of nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, just kind of...
Just kind of here.
Cinching up here. I mean, I can kind of, like, try to back
try
up
to
a little
peel
bit.
Around over there, I guess.
Well, now I got these people doing this, so...
This
kind
is all
fucked
problem.
Either way about who I let through here, but this is starting to move. So
gotta make a choice.
I mean, you can honk all you want, but I'm sitting right here. It's kind of not really going to help or hurt.
The decision was made, and that is that. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to get out of here. We're going to do our best.
I like how, like, when the one car honks, the other car then honks after.
Yeah.
I don't even think that was honking at us anymore. I think it was just...
That's just a generalized frustration.
Yeah.
Hot take. I think the Saw franchise is pretty good. The first movie's all right. It holds up. I think they're all pretty awful after that.
This lane ending, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of people getting out.
Yes, it is. There are cones.
Oh, there are cones.
The cones are the problem. Mm. It seems a lot of people didn't realize the cones were a problem until it was too late, because several of them have been knocked over.
Okay. Well, there's really nothing, I don't really see any good reason to not just stay in that lane there and just kind
of... He's trying to make a move.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the people that knocked the cones over.
All right.
These people just don't give a fuck.
No, this is... Just, like, yeah,
they have just saying nah.
Yeah, we're just gonna go.
Fuck
this way
your in. Cones. We're so going.
I want to say that if you end up in this lane and go that way, though, you have to turn right.
Because I feel like they are.
I feel like because the lanes across from here are closed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I feel like I got fucked on this before
E3. Well, you're getting fucked on it now too.
But no, we literally drove this way yesterday and wasn't like it. Maybe they just closed it for the weekend.
Yeah, maybe there's
so
something.
Maybe it was like last Friday before E3 that I got fucked over on it. Now that I think about it. Weekend work. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here.
Yeah.
I believe I made this turn up here and then realized I was getting fucked over and then just said fuck it and made an illegal U-turn. I know.
My God.
I know.
How do you live with yourself?
It's pretty well. It was a pretty sweet situation. Oh, is this like closed and I can't go straight across at all?
No, you can, I think. This is a mess. Like, this is just, like, whatever cones they have put down, people are just straight up ignoring this shit.
Closed. This is exactly what happened last time.
Okay.
This is precisely how it went last time.
All right.
This is exactly how this went down last time.
Okay, they're doing this again.
Except all these cars up here are, like, saying fuck it and turning left anyway and trying to work their way into that, and I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to get up here and get into this business. This line of work up here. These cones are really effective. How they're all knocked over like this.
Yeah, and just... There's no one here to, like, guide or denote
that,
like, hey, don't do this.
Nothing implies, like, why the cones are there or what they're meant to denote. It's just a big old fucking... I don't know...
Man, this place descended into a fucking lawless hellscape so quickly.
Yeah.
Didn't even realize.
I like this guy's move going that way. And
yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's maybe a little bit slicker than my move, where I just said fuck it and got over.
So what the fuck is even happening over here?
They're closing it probably for the weekend for Gay Pride or something.
But what were they doing last weekend?
Shit, man, I don't know. Test run. It wasn't even last weekend, it was the weekend before.
Huh. Whatever. We will never get out of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Dude just spit out some fucking chaw.
Wait, is this guy going to throw up out of his car? I hope so. No. Sadly.
Just chaw.
This guy getting over into the other lane is really going to fuck shit up extra. That's like, he could have just didn't need to, no.
No, he's got a plan.
Mm.
He will not be stopped. That Accord is getting in there.
Yeah, he got in there. That's good on you. Well, this is unpleasant. At least it's not a fucking billion degrees.
It's a good way to close out my time in San Francisco.
Yeah. Anything else going on the internet? Chat room? Your phone? What's the word?
Doesn't seem like much. Doesn't seem like much is happening right now.
What's out? What's the latest? Who is winning?
Well, there's a GIF now that has both Ben and Austin doing their plur dance.
Okay.
So that's happening.
Hmm.
There's a lot of drag race in my feed right now, so.
Some of the next motherfuckers.
They're gonna be different motherfuckers.
That's right, for these other motherfuckers. Okay, yeah, all right, yeah. I mean, you could have put on a blinker at any point in that process, and I would have been like, oh, okay, this fucking Chevy Equinox needs to get in here. I would have been like, sure. We're all friends here. We need to just take it. We need to just merge in. Now I want to break your windows.
It's the only move.
Yeah. Pull one of these moves, I see.
Oh.
You're a good person, doing good things on the road. A friend to the average motorist.
I love my motor friends.
When we get to this gas station, I'm gonna get something to drink. I might get a little snack for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Uh-huh. I kind of want to play some more Dive Kick. That made me want to... play the Dive Kick.
Yeah, I initially questioned the decision of putting that on a show today, and then I played it. I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
I actually, I did like Dive Kick.
It's good.
It's actually pretty fun. And I'd never played or seen any of the DLC characters, really. Said I don't really understand most of the references to Dive Kick.
Yeah, I only barely do, like maybe a third of them.
I didn't know who Jubilee was before I played that game, and then I found out after, and I was like, oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of deep. Some of that stuff.
These are jokes Dave Lang gets.
Yeah.
And only Dave Lang gets. I don't know who that Markman guy is.
Mark Julio used to work at Mad Cats back when there was a Mad Cats.
Okay.
He was there like, hey, these fight sticks are good, guy.
Okay. Those fight sticks were pretty good.
Yeah.
Iron Cell's asking if I've tried the Darkest Dungeon DLC. I have not yet. I will probably try that when I get home. They added vampires and shit to that game.
Vampires and shit.
Yep. It's vampire time. Of being around loud people for 2 hours doesn't really sound like my idea of a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Ever go out of style?
I wonder. Because I think there are only like a couple of shows on anymore that where they really let the horns fucking go.
They are clinging to it.
And I really appreciate it, but at the same time, it seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was always ridiculous, but now it just seems like, man, you're still doing this, and I love that.
I respect that they believe in it.
Yeah. With the fucking just general tone of a lot of the now rapping about how all his friends are dead and then mope.
The other day that...
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. And they do it. I've heard exactly that.
This is a bad place to double park, man. You're really fucking up everyone's Christmas this way.
Yeah.
Get across the bridge?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what your mileage is like, but when I see it that low, I panic.
We got 25 miles.
All right. Oh, right. Okay, good. Yes, you have a thing. I don't have that thing. Sale in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Oxenfree is $5. Play Oxenfree for $5. It's a good game. It's, you know.
It's more than $5 for the game, you would say?
Yeah. I'd say that's at least $10 to $15 for the game, right, overall. It's not super long, but it's good for what it is. Unreleased song on the Purple Rain Deluxe Edition that just came out called Wonderful Ass.
Wonderful Ass, yeah. I've heard of Wonderful Ass. I have not heard Wonderful Ass yet.
Apparently Wonderful Ass is actually good.
All right. Good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic. The man was a talented songwriter.
Yeah.
I like pop cans talking about Signal from Tulva. I tried to get into Signal from Tulva. I could not. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just not my thing.
What do you do?
It's a shooter. You know, it's like a Far Cry-like shooter. But, like, a lot... The pace is... I don't know. In the very beginning, at least, it seemed kind of languid. I don't know. I don't know. Soul Man, I'm asking, what is the state of Civ 6? I don't know. I mean, I know some people that still play it. I play it on occasion. I think we've got more DLC in the works, like more civs, and some more scenario stuff, but I don't really know what any of it is. It's like, it's fine. Like, Civ 6 is fine. I just think it... I've been trying to articulate what it is that game is missing that has kept me from, like, getting super into it, and I still can't do it.
Is it just a matter of, like, diminishing returns? They're just like, hey, they kind of got these Civ games coming out at a set interval here, and...
I don't know, like...
Civ 5 you played a lot of, and 6 you're just like, alright, that's...
I mean, I played a decent amount of Beyond Earth, and that was just different enough to keep me going for a while,
yeah.
But I kind of burned out on that quick, and that expansion didn't do a whole lot for me either. I don't know, because, like, I still play Civ 5 from time to time, too. Huh. And I'm more into that when I play it than when I play Civ 6. And it's not because I think Civ 6 is, like, bad or, you know, something wrong with it. It's just, I don't know. It just doesn't have the flow the same way. Hmm. I don't know. I just don't know. Richard, I've not listened to today's Beastcast. I have it saved on my phone to listen to on the plane tomorrow. So whoever is sitting next to me on the plane is going to see a lot of very strange facial expressions, I'm sure.
Talking about Signal from Tolva and, you know, Far Cry like way, it made me want to play it, and then I forget who I talked to who was like, actually it's totally not that. It's way, like, slower and more plodding kind of throughout.
Oh yeah, no, the Far Cry aspects of it are more just like the open world.
Okay.
But the actual pace of that game is very slow. And I think that's part of what did not do it for me. Brad played a lot more of it than I did, I think.
And is it like, I mean, is it like you're taking outposts like a Far Cry game, or like what do you?
It's just kind of the, yeah, the zone, like the way it's kind of built, the world is built out in a similar way.
Huh. That sounds potentially appealing, but yeah. I know Brad played more of it, and he kind of came away from going like, yeah, no. So I, yeah.
Thank you.
SiriusXM Big 80s on 8 presents the BJ Big 40 Countdown.
Yes, yes, I know. One Big Hit Record, two Big Hit Record.
Excuse me, Count. We start with number 40.
Ah, okay. I got it. 40 Big Hit Record, 39.
You know what? I'll just take over. It's counted down by the original MTV BJs.
I'm Mark Goodman.
This is Nina Blackledge.
Hey, it's me, Al Hunter.
This whole
40 biggest billboard hits
pad, this whole thing.
Scientists at the National Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta today released the results of a study which shows an epidemic of a rare form of cancer.
Things that happened in the 80s, regardless is how appropriate they are for a radio ad.
It was 24-hour live network, the Weather Channel,
the BJ Big 40 Countdown.
Couple of big events leading up to this week's countdown back in 1982. Steven Spielberg gave the world E.T. That came out mid-month. Mary Hart started on Entertainment Tonight. What young red-blooded American male didn't have a crush on her? Also this month, porn star John Holmes was acquitted on murder charges. Close call for a man who lived life to the fullest extent. Blackwood, looking back to 1982, June the 26th, and the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and our kickoff song, written by Marvin Gaye, Mickey Stevenson, and Ivy Joe Hunter, went to number 2 on the charts. When first recorded by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, a Motown staple for sure. Thereafter, covers galore, Mamas and the Papas, Kinks, Everly Brothers, The Grateful Dead, and of course, David Bowie and Mick Jagger, mid-80s. No one gave it more rock and workout, though, than Van Halen, who entered the Big 40 this week with Dancing in the Street.
No, I don't... I do not want to listen to this.
Now, Faith Hill.
Yeah,
that I can
now
get
we're
into.
Talking.
Lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your faces off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been...
This song is surprisingly hard to play on drums.
Hmm. something about it seems like off kilter in a way that would probably be pretty hard.
And the 16th notes with those sort of like slightly off snare hits.
Yeah.
And doing that for like the whole song was really exhausting.
Weird that there's never anyone at this Valero, but that Chevron next door is fucking packed.
Yeah, it's the brand people trust.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I normally go to that Chevron, that's for sure. But I saw all those people, I was like, man, fuck it.
Alright, drinks and snacks, let's do it.
Drinks and snacks. That dude spent a good long time looking at you after you walked out to make sure you weren't going to take more pictures of his fucking store.
I don't know. I just saw CIA Soft Drink Zero Uber Bowl 50, and I needed a photo of that.
Yeah, no, worth it. Post that on the internet somewhere.
I'm going to. I took a picture of your fucking door of your Valero, dude.
Harder if the other guys weren't, but I just, I cleared burn in the back stretch, and I just
sat. He was probably more confused than anything else.
They were just pulling away, and, you know, I figured they'd have enough of a breather, so.
I wonder if he'll take the sign down now. He's going to go look at it and go, oh, shit, yeah, I guess that's crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
What do you think you need to do?
Well, we had a pretty wet spring this year up in Grand Prairie, so we didn't get as many drives into the old, well, especially the new horse.
Thank you for the bogey ride, it really was great.
7, Internet 840.
Now we're not moving at all. This was good. I'm glad I got over in this car.
Made the right move.
Yeah, it's good stuff. This was smart. Oh, but now we're moving. We're going to go a fucking 1,000 miles an hour.
on Hip Hop Nation.
Series XM Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Hits, period.
T Grizzly featuring Lil Yachty from the D to the A.
Off top running, nigga, out of socks. Niggas talk on them bitches. Niggas really be on cock, though. Just put the hoe out in France, paint a face like Picasso. I'll ice down my bottles. I'm really a big ass beamer, big bands in my bitch neck. Don't play around on my phone, ho. Give me sex. Watch on my wrist, out of date, but it's Rolex. Grizzly up next. I'm up now. Stop your bullet.
500, 600, 800. 800 tens, what's that? 8 bands, hit the store and get some rubber bands, let's get straight to it. Everybody come together, everybody got the plan, he came with you, so if he still didn't fall on you, we on your ass. Hey, yo, man's call his mans, make sure they ain't moving fast. Soon as they touch that line, they get with both secure bags.
Oh, hey, back security, that's on my mama, bro. Hey, some little hoe, she run that dick, y'all go home for. Made that shit double, got a Uzi on, stuff without a bank. Put that bag in my car like an airbag. Niggas on me aiming in the sky, call those airbags. All up in the air, copping shit like fucking fuck sack. I'm ballin', ain't there.
Spray your bitch faithful, she sent her location. I hit her at the trap indicator, she based her. Chop with the laser, get decapitated. Can't smoke, I'm on papers, hold on, this my Jamaica. I won. Niggas want me dead, so I'm steady praying. Ain't no disrespect without retaliation. Fuck a hotel, I hit her on the paper. Text her later like I'm going to. I got a situation, baby.
Shit, bro, let me get you. I'm a dog around the switcheroo to the lion pan. Nigga talking down my burger, more heat than a frying pan. Gucci around my hair, around tight like I'm Taliban.
Like I'm Taliban, how we drop shit, go. Lot of dread heads, lot of chopsticks. Touch my nigga, y'all to get your top ring. Don't ask the price if you know you ain't trying to cop shit.
You the type to look around but never cop shit. Ay, I'm the type to buy the store, make them restock it. Ay, be on everything I own, I will not miss. Crispy by my side, like a pilot riding cockpit.
Y'all, y'all might start rapping for this one reason. If the fans hear this shit, I'm doing 100 C's. In the hood, shooting craps in my Yeezys. Put angles on you niggas who be playing like y'all demons.
You little finger to them niggas hating. If they can, they plying on my death. I get they mothers deep in the trash. I'm just dumb and truck up for some reason. Give me pure ventilation. Every real nigga living, move us, break us, collaboration.
We the bust down, brothers, take the rollies out. Say you win
now.
I got so many fans, I might can't never go to counter. Double Drake said he gon' put some screens, so let me check my calendar. I just popped me one of them what you call it, and it boosted my stamina. Now I'm fucking out on the drama, stuck as I just eat Stellata. I'm in an hour, drop Tarantula. Fuck a challenge, all these hoes ain't got no mouth.
Yeah, that shit sounded ridiculous with that fucking dude and his dad. Like, I'm surprised that he was drafted as high. I would have thought that a team would have been like, this is not worth it. Like, you are too much fucking trouble.
He's a good enough player to make some of that drama worth it. And the Lakers are an organization that I think can deal, sort of deal with stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe they get the deal done, get him signed or whatever. Yeah. And just be like, all right. No
your
more
dad,
fucking shit.
Your dad can come to the games. That's it.
I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now and I need you in my life.
We giraffes.
Hold up to be clear. Yeah. Believe in miracles. Yeah. But I don't believe in waiting for. No. You gotta make that shit happen. Yeah.
Yes, LeVar Ball definitely is basically a wrestling manager. The problem is that he's trying to do a shtick in a real sports league that isn't maybe necessarily big on that shtick from people that are not actual players in the league.
Sure. Does it seem like he's self-aware? Because I'm just reading headlines after the fact and going like, man, this motherfucker sounds crazy.
I mean, I think he's doing a shtick, but I don't think he necessarily knows it.
Okay.
I think he's just kind of like that, and then just amping it up for the cameras. Don Cherry can do a shtick, why can't someone else? Well, Don Cherry was a coach for many years, so he kind of earned his bona fides there, and now he's a TV personality, so part of his job is to have a shtick of some kind. Mm.
which is to have weird suits, and also I think maybe be a little racist. I don't know. I've heard things, but I don't really watch much Don Cherry stuff, so I don't know.
I'm a motherfucking B.I.A. I shot the shit in the club, she danced for Dallas. She got a thing for that Gucci that...
I see that there are more fucking hockey teams coming.
Oh, that sounds right. Yes, I believe there's a Las Vegas team.
Las Vegas team, yeah. Like a really dumb name.
It's the Outlaws or something.
No, it was like the Vegas Golden Cobras.
Oh, the Golden Knights. That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Golden Knights. I don't know if there's another one coming. I imagine at some point they will, because usually when they like to have a nice even number.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're at 31 now.
Like, aren't there a significant number of hockey teams losing money already?
Oh, yes.
Like, diluting the league further doesn't seem like...
There are teams
losing
money. Unless
they're profit-sharing and they expect, like, the Vegas team to make a lot of money.
Well, the one thing Vegas will have going for it, at least for the short term, is that there are no other major sports leagues
right.
in Vegas.
Yeah.
Eventually...
Right, the Raiders.
The Raiders will end up there in, like, 3 years. So that's going to be fun, 3 years of watching Oakland fans just go there and boo them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the teams that generally do this are the ones that are in markets, like, say, Arizona.
Yeah.
Where the Coyotes have never really been super profitable, despite, you know, Wayne Gretzky being part of that organization as, like, a GM, an owner. And... like, a lot of, like, the southern U.S. teams don't do super well. Like, Dallas does well. But the Florida teams rarely do that well. Like, Tampa Bay kind of did better for a while because they were, like, in, like, the Stanley Cup a couple of times. But
it's not hockey towns.
No, they're not really hockey towns. And the expansion, like, you would think they would expand more into Canada because I feel like that's where that would do better. But
maybe,
I guess
yeah.
not.
Okay.
The Carolina Hurricanes is another team that does not do very well.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
And so
you think that they would move teams? Like, okay,
yeah.
let's move to Vegas.
You know, at some point, the idea of just more teams potentially making more money just sort of clouds everyone's judgment, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the NFL has 32 teams, and I don't think they really want to expand much beyond that right now, unless they're going to go international, which is something they've talked about.
Yeah.
So, like, Mexico City and London were the two cities they were talking about. And that seems like a horrible idea. Like, maybe Mexico City makes sense.
It's the continent, at least. Like, those flights are not too bad.
But those London games are always terrible, because, like...
if you have a West Coast game, and then you're going to London, like, that's... what
yeah.
is it, like, an 8-hour flight? Or something, right?
And those games are awful. They do in London because those teams are always jet lagged, and it just
right.
always seems like it's just the most fucking thrown together football. Like, I think you go to Mexico City, or you know, you put a team in Toronto or something. Like, sure, that makes geographical sense.
Right.
London, I understand it's a huge city, it's a huge market, but you are fucking yourself so bad if you actually try and build a team there.
I mean, they would have to, like, fucking, I don't know, give, like, any team that fucking plays in London has a fucking bye week the following week or something, right?
And they can't do that. You only get one bye week in the season. Yeah, you know, the NFL is a horrible organization all around, so.
And they're, like, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, money-wise, they are kind of not... like, I'm sure they're doing fucking fine.
Yes.
But, like, not raking it in the way they used to, right?
I mean, they're not at their peak right now, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the product on the field just hasn't been as good in recent years, and...
It just seems like interest levels are down.
Yeah, like, the head injury stuff has been an issue.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking... the hullabaloo around Colin Kaepernick stuff has been... not necessarily damaging to the league, but I think it's just sort of exacerbated some existing... issues that have been around for a long time, and people are paying more attention now.
Right, right.
And this LA thing seems like it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. It always is. It
like,
was last time.
Yeah, the Rams did not really did not really excite anyone last year, and, you know, L.A. barely is interested enough in football to support one team, let alone two.
Right.
Whereas San Diego was a fucking market that loved its team, and to a slightly lesser degree, St. Louis did.
I figured the head injury stuff has to be the thing that, like, long-term really fucking impacts football, because fewer kids are going to get into it.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, like, the more that people understand about the head injury stuff, the less people likely are to, like, play it long-term. Like, they've had draft picks who, like, played a couple years in the leagues, got injured, and, like, right. You know what, I'm done. I don't want to risk it. I don't blame them. You know, I think the Junior Seau thing really freaked a lot of people out, because that dude was a marquee player for many, many years.
Yeah, like, are you gonna fucking, like, would you let your kid fucking, like, oh yeah, Pop Warner, sure, let's fucking go. Like, no, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
It just seems like football, unless they find dramatic ways to change the rules to make it, like, to make it safer on that end, they're just gonna end up, like, boxing.
Yeah, they're gonna keep trying to find ways to make it safer, to try and, like, you know, lessen the concussive impact for players'
heads. At
that
point, like, is that gonna be something that also turns people off from watching it? Like, oh, it's fucking too many rules, too many penalties, like, they don't fucking hit like they used to. Like, see, like, that would also,
I mean,
potentially damage interest in the game.
It totally would. So it's going to have to come down to technology at some point. Either you come up with helmets that literally just do not allow for any kind of, like, actual concussive impact on the head, which they haven't really found. They've improved it a lot, but it still, you know, still happens. Or you have to dial it back, and a lot of people are not going to want to watch football if they dial it back.
They will want to watch football, but they'll only want to watch the XFL.
Yes. And it's like, you know, they're trying to take some of that stuff out of hockey, too. Like, fighting is definitely way down from where it used to be, and they put very severe penalties on, like, you know, boarding and, like, you know, headshots and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Even baseball, like, baseball still has its fucking unwritten fucking bullshit fucking rules about hitting players and, you know, like, all that sort of stuff, but, like, it seems like they're getting smarter about that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Or at least when it happens, people are like, what the fucking fuck is wrong with this fucking sport? Like, baseball's already fucked in a lot of different ways.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of fan interest and stuff like that, like, you know, don't.
Well, it's just the dullest product, you know? And, like, it's so long. It doesn't get interesting until, like, 6 months into the season. Everyone's excited for opening week, and then after that, it's like, okay, we'll see you in fucking September.
Oh, right, baseball's happening. Shit.
Yeah.
I my enjoyment in baseball was always, like, a very passive thing. I'm just like, ah, just put on some baseball and just fucking relax.
Yeah, it just exists.
Yeah, like, baseball exists, and now these days, like, and I got my phone. And I can look at other stuff, and occasionally look up and go, ah, baseball. Or, you know, with the fucking, all the DirecTV shit, or, you know, I just imagine the MLB TV stuff is kind of the same way, but just like, well, I'm just gonna fucking flip around, watch 9 different baseball games at once, and there'll be something worth watching happening somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I would just put on, like, when Chris was still living there, we would just put on the fucking, like, mix channel that shows, like, 8 games at once.
Right.
And you pick which audio you want from the 8 games, and you just sit there and you're watching it, like, at a fucking command center. It's going like, yeah, I don't know, fucking, there's some baseball. These guys are sure calling fucking balls and strikes out here. I like the idea of baseball when it comes to actually, like, fucking devoting time to it. Yeah, like, I just can't.
Now.
Because I don't drink on fucking weekends during the day anymore.
Yeah.
So the idea of just like, let's sit down and start drinking about 12:30, order some wings, really fucking just settle in. Horse racing, come out about 6. Then we can really dirtbag it up.
Less Onaka. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame because I, you know, I really like football a lot, but it's just getting harder and harder to support that league in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there's, it, on top of the various ethical things around the league, like just watching football isn't that good these days. So, like, why would I actually want to give them my time and money?
Right. Yeah.
And meanwhile, you know, some of the issues around the super teams aside, the NBA is generally putting on, like, a pretty spectacular product year after year. And, you know, the quality of play is very high, and, you know, they maybe need to do a little bit of rebalancing with some of the teams and salary cap stuff, because, you know, you got situations like the Warriors in Cleveland basically just being the finals for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of just day-to-day basketball is still very good.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't follow it because I just don't care enough about, like, to me, I'm interested in Ice Cube's basketball league.
The 3-on-3 thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that starts soon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Because the idea that, like, hey, we're going to fucking strip it down a little bit and, you know, like, that sounds exciting. Like, watching 5-on-5 basketball to me is just fucking boring.
Like, I mean, it just depends on the team, you know? Like, a high-powered team like the Warriors, they can make it super exciting, you know? Anything with LeBron in it, generally, can be very exciting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, every game has its moments.
Yeah.
But, like, by and large, just the fucking... the pace of basketball, the watching, it's like, no, man, I just...
Yeah, I get it.
I want to watch this. I want to watch Slam Ball. I want to watch the Slam Dunk Contest.
Now is the time for a fifth sport. It's time for America to invent a new sport.
Yep. A truly modern sport.
Now is the time for rollerball.
Yep.
Now is the time for the running man.
Yeah, something with some actual stakes.
No, not esports. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking go watch Dota. Like, the rules of fucking football are already too much. You know, just expect me to fucking, like, pick apart the pace. Like, yeah, you could. If the commentators are good enough, like, I have watched and enjoyed Dota, but no.
But nah. I don't have to think about lanes, man. The only lanes I want to think about are shooting lanes.
Like, oh, what does this guy do? This guy is a tree man that shoots trees? He eats trees. Okay, all right. Great. What's this lady? She's got a scimitar, glows. Oh, wait, he bought the boots? Shit, man. Like, yeah.
He bought the boots is not a phrase you want to hear when talking about sports.
Oh, fuck, he bought the boots. Like, that makes the fucking... rules, the penalties, fucking understandable thing to me. Like, oh yeah, no, holding, I can pick that up. Fucking, what are the boots? Oh, wait, okay, he bought these three things, and then, okay, he bought these three things, and that's a recipe that then gets this? Okay, great, alright, okay. What? I think it's great that it exists. I think it's fucking fun, those crowds are having a good time, but
yeah.
Holy shit, man.
No, enjoy what you enjoy, fine, but I can't get into it. I can barely get into the games I actually play, the esports versions.
Right, yeah, even the games where I do follow them or play them enough to fucking have a general understanding of what the fuck is going on in high-level play, like, I don't know.
Again, it's why Evo and fighting stuff it works for me, because even though I don't play those games a lot and don't necessarily understand everything going on, it's just a person fighting a person.
Yep. There are life bars. You know exactly where everyone stands.
Yep.
There are meters, and you go like, okay, well, this super meter's full, so I guess, like, if he can fucking do some wild shit, he can turn it around, right? That's how this
yep.
works? Okay, yes. Turns out that's how that worked. Great.
When is Evo? July?
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
I have not really watched much of it the last couple of years.
Last year was pretty good.
Was last year the year they were on ESPN? Or was that the year before?
Oh, that was last year.
Okay. I watched some of that, just because it was, like, the novelty of just, like, yes! Jeff Killian. This is on fucking newspaper.
This is really happening.
This is fucking cool as shit.
Alright, 3 weeks. So it sounds like that's the week I get back from vacation. So, good. Good, good, good. I also really just love how mad it made people that Evo, like, Street Fighter was on ESPN.
Oh, it was fucking great.
I love...
It was so good.
Yeah, how dare you fucking violate the sanctity of ESPN2.
Right.
Where poker lives.
Where fucking Scrabble tournaments used to be aired. No, that was on ESPN1. That was before there was a 2. Yeah. Like, go watch all those fucking episodes of Cheap Seats and watch what the fuck was on ESPN at its inception.
Yep.
And then fucking get back to me about what is and isn't a fucking sport, dipshit.
I think if it's competition, you can put it on that fucking network.
Yeah. Spelling bees.
Yep.
What, the fucking hot dog eating fucking championship.
Yeah, it was on there.
It was on ESPN every year.
I don't know if it still is, but it was for a long time.
It might be on 2 now, but it's definitely like that is a fucking 4th of July-ass tradition. And you get to see those fucking two brothers, and the one starts fucking yelling about Jesus or whatever, like, while they're eating hot dogs, and you're like, this goes places, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it takes a certain kind of person.
Man, Cheap Seats was a good fucking show.
It was.
There was some real fucking bullshit that they found in those archives.
I don't doubt it one bit. I mean, I watched a little bit of it, but most of what I saw was pretty fucking
some
out
stuff
there.
Where it was just like fucking corporate fucking like corporate sports events where it's just like this fucking company's fucking obstacle course team is going up against this one's, and it's just like some fucking insurance company. You're like, what the fuck?
It's like, how did this make it onto a television anywhere?
They did a kids mini golf tournament. Well, it's easy to forget that like ESPN used to not really show major sports. Because those were all high-ticket items that were on real TV and not on cable. So they were just like, well, we got the score of that game. Some highlights. Now back to the Summer Curling League. Or the fucking Steve Garvey celebrity fucking tug-of-war contest.
Yeah, that was one I definitely saw.
I mean, now they have ESPN 3.
I think there's an ESPN 4, too, but I think most people don't get it.
Well, I think, I want to say 3 is internet only.
Okay.
In most places.
And they have, like, an all-college one.
That's what it is. Maybe it's ESPN 3 and they have ESPN U.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe there's no 4. But.
At some point, that's just too much sports. Yeah, it's just, you know, you got to fill all that. And
yeah. I watched fucking Calgary Stampede fucking chuckwagon races on the ESPN 3 one summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow is right. Well, after listening to them on the radio driving home so much, I was like, man, I need to see what the fuck these fuckers look like.
Chugwagon races seem like the fucking... the most arcane form of horse sports you could come up with.
Isn't that basically just chariot racing?
Well, yeah, but then it's like, on the Chugwagon, like, you gotta fucking... at the beginning of the race, you gotta fucking throw a thing in the back of it, and then you gotta have outriders who are dudes on horses around your Chugwagon. They need to be close enough. If you finish and your guys are too far behind you, you lose. You get a penalty. Or, you know, it's like all kinds of fucking dumb shit where you're like, what the fuck? Like, it seems like the race, generally speaking, is throw a fake stove into the back of this Chugwagon and then race. And...
is that what makes it a Chugwagon?
Fucking, I guess, yeah. And then, yeah, then fucking these other guys have to ride horses around your thing. And you have to, like, do, like, a fucking figure eight out of the starting area and go around the cones just right and not hit any of them. And then make the turn and go up the track. And then it's a straightaway at the end. But so it's, like, this weird thing of, like, throw this thing in here and then there's a little bit of horse finesse. And then go, but then the horses, your buddies need to be fucking close to it. It's fucking the dumbest shit.
Anything can be a competition if you make anything.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fucking, you're going to throw coins at a wall. Whoever gets closest wins $1 million.
There was a brief but brutal time where I fell down a deep rabbit hole on YouTube of knife competitions. And not even, like, knife throwing or anything, you know,
is
fucking
just
cool like that.
Like, knife dancing? Is it just
no,
like...
it's like dudes... They say it's an official thing. I don't know how true that is. It's some dudes that look like they're in someone's backyard in Texas.
Okay.
And they have set up these, like, fucking courses where, like, okay, you gotta cut these cans with this knife. And then after that, you gotta fucking whittle off this this fucking thing off
a
log.
Yeah.
And then after that, you gotta fucking, you gotta hit these ropes, but you gotta make sure they cut at the right angle. And it's like... whoever fucking dreamed this up is just a dude who has a lot of knives and needed to do something with them.
It is
incredible.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
And it's just these old fucking crotchety dudes, like, with fucking beards, like dudes that all kind of look like your dad or like people that hung out with your dad.
Uh-huh.
And fucking, they're just going to town on this shit. With these just fucking, just knives. Just like fucking regular, like Bowie knife type shit.
Yeah, no, I'd watch that. That sounds great.
This is real. This is on YouTube. Go look it up.
That's true competition.
Just look up knife competitions on YouTube. You will find this shit.
Man. Did you see, it was one that was like, that was a real standout because... like, one of the commentators was, acting real shitty and had to be replaced. But it was a fucking big buck hunter competition on Twitch.
No.
Live from a bar.
Oh.
And... fuck, dude. If that archive is still out there, that's worth watching because it is a fucking magical train wreck of people fucking playing big buck hunter. And then this commentator, anytime a woman played, just being the fucking...
the absolute worst.
And then eventually he just disappeared midstream.
Weird.
Like,
like someone maybe made a choice there.
Yeah. Like, hey, you're too fucked up to do this. Also, asshole. You're an asshole.
God damn it.
But it's interviews with people that are really fucking passionate about fucking Big Buck Hunter at this fucking random bar. And fuck. I would... you put that... that's fucking some esports. Put that shit on ESPN.
I think I found my theme for a flooring at a PAX this year.
Yeah.
Just competition in the wrongest places.
Knife competitions. Let's look that up.
I don't know if they still do them. I think most of these from, like, 2012, 2013... so, like, that era of YouTube?
And then Barry went to jail and couldn't host the competitions anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a course that you could replicate on your own if you wanted to your own knife competition.
This was not... there was no, like, governing body, like, creating any sort of, like, you know, logistical, like, you have to have it this way or that way or whatever. It's just some dude had set some shit up. And that was it.
Cool. That sounds good.
Seemed like some shit Gabe Newell would get into.
I know, he would watch that shit and go, fucking amateurs, what the fuck? Sullying these knives with their very presence. Not I. King of knives!
Oh, yeah, okay, someone just linked us to the Big Buck Hunter thing.
All right.
So I will look at that when I get home.
Yeah, that's,
I will shake my head at that
solemnly. Yeah, that's worth shaking your head at. There's a lot of humanity on display there, which I know you love.
Yeah, no, I love humanity at its most human.
Yeah. Though, I mean, if you just want to watch fucking videos on the internet that will make you fucking want to die...
I mean, always.
You should watch the fucking Sonic the Hedgehog anniversary party from Comic-Con.
Oh, no.
That was streamed on Twitch. Like, it's a whole show, it's a whole production.
I think I saw some images from this.
It's a concert with what the fuck is it? Crush 40, which is the band that... The two guys that do all the Sonic the Hedgehog stuff performing, and that's fucking great. And then also just like them talking up like merchandising Sonic the Hedgehog, and then fucking throwing over to a fucking table full of pizza rolls and kind of showing video games but not really. And it's the whole thing is,
it's really hard to put on an event.
Oh,
it's
yes,
a lot of work.
Yes,
it's really hard to put on a good, coherent, like, but well-oiled.
No, and coherent is they did not, like, they did a lot of things.
Yes,
coherent, achieving coherency is not one of them.
Yeah,
like it is a fucking fever dream. Like I was driving home while I was on, so I kind of had it on my phone, and I couldn't really see it, but I could hear it, and I you know, like maybe when traffic was back, I glanced down, but there wasn't, you know. Holy shit, man!
Wow. All right, well, I've got a rabbit hole to tumble down tonight.
Like, at one point, Sonic the Hedgehog and Hello Kitty run out on stage because they did some kind of merchandising deal, and they're out there, and it's like this... It's like a marketing person just talking about how excited they are to fucking have done this deal or whatever, and it's like, that. This is just presented fucking insane, and, like, I'm sure, like, everyone is really excited about Sonic the Hedgehog, and... They sold, maybe they gave them away, I don't know, but it's like, there's an audience at this thing. It's a fucking, it's like standing audience, like watching a fucking show. And there's some people in costume, you know, like cosplay people, you know, because it's Comic-Con, so the people
right.
Just kind of coming off the floor or whatever. And it, fuck. Fuck.
That sounds like a beautiful mess.
Also, I want to say it was like fucking hours long.
Ugh.
Because, like, it was already pretty deep into it when I got in the car, and it was not... I don't think it was done by the time I got home. Okay, so, Mike will, They want from to ask me to eliminate some of the women hate that could take into consideration the women hate...
Yeah, it was like 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on a Friday. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's just too much Sonic.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
Shouldn't have that much.
And how, you know, this two lane shit up here,
it's kind of fucked all weekend.
It's just kind of wrecking everything.
Yeah, and it kind of just stays that way. Like, you'll drive over this fucking overpass, like, you know, 11 a.m. on a Saturday, and it'll be like this still. Or again, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's just gotten weird. I don't know. I don't know why. If it's people, like, fucking all going to Healdsburg to fucking get their wine on or whatever, like, on the weekend.
I mean, that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
People driving up to Bodega or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it could be some of that, too.
Pushing that car.
Yes, pushing that car. Pushing it pretty well, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Being one dude pushing a car, like, it's that car
it's moving. Moving along. Sure.